Chapter 3, My Navy Life. Let's review our travel down my timeline. In Chapter 1, we learned a little about my childhood years. In Chapter 2, we learned about my college years. Now we begin Chapter 3, where you will learn about my Navy years. I have just graduated from college with a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. I am 23 years old and just starting to consider myself a man at this stage in my life. But not quite. I still have no real adult working experience yet. But I am about to change all that. Or perhaps it is about to change me. I am standing in Nashville, Tennessee, outside my college campus. I am done with school. My life is finally about to begin after 16 years of being a lowly dependent student. In my hands are official orders from the United States Navy telling me that I am now a naval officer and that I must report to Connecticut. Since the U.S. Navy owned my hide, until I fulfilled my obligation to them, I was assured of a steady income for the next 5 years. This gave me something I had never had before: credibility and buying power. I proceeded to buy myself my first brand new car, a dark blue Chevrolet Camaro, low and wide, sleek, powerful, and sassy looking. The year was 1975, and I drove my new car containing all my worldly possessions to Windsor, Connecticut. They didn't have a global positioning system. They hadn't been invented yet. Can a poor boy from Alabama find his way from Tennessee to Connecticut? I needed a yellow brick road to show me the way, but I didn't have one. So I bought a paper road map and put my newly learned navigation skills to use.